at 1037thebuzz.com.
Welcome back to The Zone, Maumelle Country Club, the Paul Dunn Charity Classic. Thanks for joining us. Justin Acri here with Chris Kane of KATV.
You almost said sugar.
I did.
I wanted to.
I actually said it earlier.
I know.
So
I heard.
It's no big deal.
Don't worry. I'm here.
Did you have a good Mother's Day? You didn't have to, or you didn't get to be with your mother.
I didn't, unfortunately, but I did get to be with my stepmom. That was great.
Big Baby, did you spend time with your mom yesterday?
With my stepmom yesterday.
With your stepmom, okay.
Yeah.
Did you get your mom something nice?
I did. I sent her flowers.
If she wants to adopt me, my mother doesn't talk to me too much anymore, so I'm always looking for options.
You want adoption?
Yeah, I might. You know what I might do? I might put it out there. If anybody wants me. If you've got kids that you're disappointed in already, what's one more?
You're right.
I mean can I get in on this deal?
Just add it all up.
Chris, you're about to be married.
I am.
And at some point, I will assume that you and your wife will bless this world with children.
It's a possibility.
I'm married almost.
No, I won't adopt you, but keep going.
That would be awkward. But it is Arkansas, so almost anything goes. I'm almost 10 years married here now. We're coming up on the big 10. 9 years in July.
Double digits.
It'll be
almost
10 years next year.
Wow.
So, at least by my math, limited though it may be.
Yes. Yes, it is.
And I'm still trying to figure out some things like what are my responsibilities on Mother's Day for the wife?
Mm.
Here's the thing. I want her to have a special day in the same way like on a birthday or Christmas or any other big
day. As a mother
of
your kids, it's supposed to be a special day.
And I want it to be. But let me ask you what my responsibilities are, because I felt like no matter what I did yesterday, it wasn't going to be enough.
Really?
Yeah. And I don't know if I didn't do enough or maybe my mindset's not right.
You told me what you did. I thought you did plenty. I thought you did a great job.
So I don't know what most guys do. This is usually where I call in the closer, Tommy Smith, on something like this, who has been through this many, many more times than I have. But so we did church and then we did brunch. So I took her out to brunch.
Yeah.
We had a nice time.
Sounds like a great time.
Then I took her shopping. She wanted to buy something for,
what mom doesn't like that?
She loves it. She's a great child.
Exactly.
I'm playing to her strengths. So she bought a new picture for the living room.
Okay.
That's what she wanted.
Hey.
And then we got home, and I'm sitting there, and I'm like, okay, now what? So I was like, and I told her earlier in the day, I said, look, I just need 1 hour today. Didn't tell her for what. And then I started getting dressed, and she goes, well, where are you going? I said, I was going to go hit balls. And she's like, okay. So I'm gone for an hour.
Oh.
She didn't say anything, but I could tell that maybe I had disappointed her in some way.
Yeah.
And then last night we just kind of hung out. We had a friend that came over. And we just sat outside, enjoyed the great weather. I mean, it was like yesterday was that California day. You only get about 20 of those a year, but
yeah,
that's 340 days a year in California.
It's kind of unfair.
It's 1,000 times more expensive.
But they've got way more issues than we do. So,
there's no doubt.
Yeah, but
anyway, so
nice weather, we'll take it.
So I'm wondering, are you supposed to dedicate the entire day to her every whim? I did try to keep the kids off.
You don't want to be like a servant by any means, but you want to take care of her.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I think you did. I think you did a good job. Maybe that 1 hour of
this from the guy who's never been married or had kids. So maybe
you're
right. I failed. I mean, I'd rather go to Tommy Smith on this one.
I think you did a good job.
If Tommy's
out there, feel free to call in.
Well, my
Let
thing
us
is
know.
Like on Father's Day. I mean, if you do one nice thing for me, we're cool. I mean, I don't expect you to like cater to my every
sure.
whim all day. There's a guy who knows. I'll have to ask him. My father-in-law can answer this question. Anyway, but so I don't know. I felt like, maybe I didn't quite get her done. Then last night, okay, right? We're getting ready to go to bed, and I was exhausted. It was a long day. So I'm kind of sitting there in the bed, and it's time to put the little one down. And I said, I'm sure Mommy would love to put you to bed. It's Mother's Day, and I'm thinking maybe she wants to kiss the little man goodnight. You know what I mean? To embrace that final moment of Mother's Day, because it's not Husband's Day or Wife's Day. It's Mother's Day.
Sure.
And she comes back after taking him to bed, and I go, what? And she's like, I see, you lay in there, I put the kid out. I'm like, I figured you'd want to. I'm like, I'll put him to bed on Father's Day. I mean, that would be something I would embrace. I'm thinking, and then I'm like, I'm sorry I put you out. I mean, I don't know.
I've never put a kid to bed. Is that work? Does it take, isn't it an effort?
No, you just walk him in there, give him a little kiss. It's nice.
That's it?
Yeah, it's sweet.
Oh, okay. Well, if it was something that was taxing, I would say, well, why'd you make her do it?
It's not like I made her put him to bed and had a diaper change or something. I mean, he's six. He almost never needs a diaper change these days. Anyway, I don't know. I feel like I failed her.
I think you did just fine, but then again, what do I know? Nothing.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay, well, after you have a couple kids, get back to me on this.
Okay, yeah, I will. I will.
I hate to play that.
Yeah, no problem. No problem.
Okay, Game Balls and Jockstraps from over the weekend. I do want to remind everybody, too, this Saturday we've got the Little Rock Film Festival going on. this week. Plus, it's BuzzBecue. Saturday is like one of the biggest two or three events of the year for the Buzz.
Yes.
It is in North Little Rock. We have music all day. We have food all day. You come out, you pay your low, low ticket price, and then you get a chance to go around and sample food all day long. And I love the way we set it up. Kind of like if you've ever been to Gaucho's, it's kind of the same deal where you got the red light, green light. So when the vendors have samples for you to try, they've got the green light out that says, you know, basically, I don't remember what it says. Basically, we're open for samples. And when they don't, they'll have the red light up that says we don't have any samples right now. But it's awesome. You can try. I mean, there'll be everything from chicken to sausage to pork butt to ribs. I mean, it'll be everything all day long. And for the first time ever, we got a rib eating contest.
I heard about this.
Are you going to be around this weekend?
I will be coming back from Orange Beach, Alabama.
Oh, that's
right.
Daybreak
beach trip.
You guys come back Saturday.
Yeah, we're going to give away a 4-day, 3-night stay down there and go live for 2 days.
You're going to have to eat because, I mean, you definitely.
I heard that's important.
You ought to check out BuzzBecue.
I want to.
Have you been before?
My parents went last year. They had a great time. They said it's fantastic. Obviously, a big event you guys do every year.
I'm assuming they're coming back this year.
Maybe, yeah.
It's a good time. It's at the North Little Rock RV Park, and I hope folks will come by. It's a good time.
Some beautiful weather expected this weekend as well, so that'll really, really help out.
You will not be playing any tennis this weekend, I assume.
No. I won't be doing that.
You had a rough run on the court yesterday, I understand.
I did. You know, I played against a former player and who played college ball at that. So.
College, is it college ball when you play tennis?
Well, they do use a ball, so they played college tennis.
I would call it college racket.
College, okay, yeah, we'll use that. He played college racket, and it's a different type of ball that you can hit. You know, when you go out there and play with someone like RJ and I have played every now and then. I've even played with my dad, but he takes it easy on me because he played for the U of A. And when you go out and play someone who's trying to beat you to a pulp, it's a different story.
So in a situation like my bodyguard, basically you need to sick your dad on Tiger Bay.
I do, yes.
Where did you guys play?
Just went to War Memorial, and they've got great courts over there.
I think if you got him on a clay court, you'd have a better chance.
I hope so.
Get those old bones moving around. Well, he's never been ashamed to gloat, and there he is on line one. Tiger Bay.
He's got no chance in hell on any court. I've seen him play. I know what I can do. Hey, and Miss Acree, if you're out there listening, he let you down. He didn't do his job, and I know a great divorce attorney. 1-800-TIGER-BAY. Give me a call, Miss Acree. I'll take care of it.
What did you do for your wife yesterday?
He played tennis.
Yeah.
For 3 hours.
See, you know what?
Yeah.
No. Hey, pot. Hey, pot. I'm kettle.
Yeah.
No. I did church. I did lunch.
I did that.
Shopping. Daughter came in from Baton Rouge. Played tennis, went to, Cajun restaurant
Copeland's?
Copeland's last night. So,
basically, you did exactly what I did yesterday, except for you were playing tennis for 3 hours and I only hit balls for an hour. So I actually did a better job than you. Tell me about RJ Hawk and Chris Kane. Now, my understanding is you played them by yourself against both of them at the same time.
I don't think they won a game. I think I played RJ in singles, destroyed
He's
him,
good.
Played Kane, same thing. Then I said, well, why don't y'all play me? I'll take the doubles alley. Y'all play the singles, and I'll play y'all. They didn't win a game doing that either. So
no, it was tough.
So you guys had to hit it within the
We had
the
to hit it within
court.
The singles playing doubles, and he could hit it in the doubles playing singles. And mentally, one time I let one go by just because you don't think about that.
You'd already given up.
Not given up, but I let it go by because it was in the doubles, and, you know, that's just another point.
I see.
And in tennis, every point counts, as you know, really much more than probably any other sport because you only get a few per game. Oh, yeah, except for soccer and maybe hockey. But anyway.
I did apologize to RJ. I thought maybe I was a little hard on the boy.
Look, I'm telling you, he was despondent today, Tiger Bait. He said he not only was whipping my backside, but he was talking trash to me the entire time. You really hurt his feeling.
I've never seen a guy throw a racket like that when he doesn't deserve to throw a racket. Because, like I told him, I said, RJ, you're not good enough to throw a racket.
That's
you
it.
Know?
That's like me with golf. I should never throw a club. I'm not good enough to get upset about it. But
exactly.
That's why I quit. Yeah. After I broke about my fourth racket, I quit playing tennis. I'm like, I can't do this anymore. First of all, I can't afford it. Yeah. Second of all, it's so frustrating. I don't know that, honestly, I found tennis to be more frustrating than golf. The difference is, I never got any sort of lessons in tennis.
Well, the greatest athletes in the world, you put them on a tennis court, and they look like three-year-old little girls out there. I've seen Jordan on a tennis court. He looks absolutely pitiful. The thing about tennis players is they also make great golfers. So if any of you boys out there want to tee it up with the Tiger Bay, I'll take you on a golf course, too.
I don't want to spend 4 hours with you, but I think I could take you on a golf course.
Well, you can get another car. You go one way and I'll go the other.
Okay, I'll tell you what. Why don't you go
you
shoot?
You can still hear him, though.
Why don't you go post the score with a witness, and then I'll go post the score with a witness, and we'll call it even. How about that?
Yeah. Hey, Chris, if I was a little hard on you, I got in that teaching mode yesterday, and I told my wife what I was doing, and she said, you know, that's probably not a good idea to do that with those guys. You know, you know they don't like you anyway. Now they probably really don't like you. But, you know, when I had that teaching moment, and I was trying to let y'all, you know, just give you some tips, and I probably got a little stern with y'all, but, you know, apologize for that.
Well, I appreciate the apology.
Disrupt him in the moment.
You know, yeah, it happens. It happens. He was reliving his old times.
Well, I will give Tiger Bait this. We argue a lot about who's a better caller with him and Michael from Stuttgart, but I think we just settled who the better athlete is.
Michael prepares for 2 weeks in advance for his call. I'm totally off the cuff, and by the way, I could hardly get out of bed this morning.
The problem is you're off the cuff and you wear short sleeves, so that's the way it goes.
I'm glad to know you're sore.
Oh, my gosh, you just don't know.
Don't let on to them. Don't show any weakness, Tiger Bait. You're gonna let it back in their heads if they think they can come back and win.
Let's go play again today.
Oh, boy.
Hey, Justin, and they want to play you and I in doubles? Come on. Chris, tell him what would happen.
I'm going to hang out on the baseline and let you run around and win.
Well, I told him all you got to do is stand there and don't do anything.
Hey, if you see my wife, Tiger Bait, you'll figure it out quickly if you don't already know it. I'm not very good, but I'm a good recruiter. So whether it comes to tennis or marriage, I'm pretty solid in that regard.
Yeah, well, sounds like you had that loser's limp a little bit yesterday, though.
Yeah, maybe so. But I don't know. I thought I did okay. You know, I'm going to model everything I do after you. So sounds like I modeled my Mother's Day outing after what you did. So I feel pretty good.
Well, that's good for you. I'm glad you had a good day with your wife and kids. Yeah, she deserves it, I guess. Your kids, yeah, everything. It's fine.
All right, we've gone on long enough. Good call. Appreciate you. Bye, Tiger Bait. See, look at that. Tiger Bait's he's showing a little range. That's all we ever asked of him.
That's it.
Showing a little bit of range. All right, listen, let's go ahead and take this time out a little bit early because when we come back, we are going to delve into this player's
championship.
There are so many things going through my head. I figured out a number of different things yesterday watching this.
I just looked at the amount of money that Sergio lost by not winning this thing.
I can't wait for you to break that down for
us. It's a wonderful number.
Well, we'll get into it. Also, I've got some numbers on Tiger Woods that I actually am my own research department. I sat in there this morning. I was in my office taking care of business, and I started looking up some numbers.
Yeah?
And
find some good facts for us?
Yeah, I mean,
are they fun?
It's not going to be anything mind-boggling for anybody, but it speaks to the greatness of Tiger Woods, not only as a career golfer, but as a current golfer. So it is quite remarkable. Anyway, we'll get into all that coming up. We are in Maumelle. We are at Maumelle Country Club. We are at the Paul Dunn Charity Classic. And